CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with channeler David Watson. Tracy McBurney's incredible energy consciousness. Mikhail Mir's financial consciousness. And nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with quantum physics and consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Hey, it is Friday, and it is the 16th. I can't believe it's the 16th of December already. We're already past the halfway mark. All right, well, welcome to Intuitive Soul with Friends with Lori Houston. And today we have Mikhail Mir. He will be with us shortly, so I just want to go over our incredible list of people. We really do have some amazing people that are working with us, working on consciousness. I have channeler David Watson, and we talk about Shift Happens. So, you know, working with all the stuff that is sort of happening with us and how to shift through that. And David is a deep trance channeler, so we get to, you know, ask questions from the Willows who he channels. And, you know, it's a really great show, and that's the first Friday of every month. The second Friday, we have Tracy McBurney. And Tracy is, you know, she's really hard to explain. She's an intuitive energy medicine practitioner, and all of her education is in nutrition, but the work she does is really profound. And we've done now a couple shows on Sky, and I have a few more interviews that I've done with her on my website, intuitivesoul.com. And I have to say, she's a very fascinating woman who talks all about all the different things with energy and how our beliefs and how things block us. And she's really quite connected, and she's writing a book called Coming Home Messy, which I think is fantastic. And she's just a very interesting woman. And on the third Friday, which is today, we have Mikhail Mir. And Mikhail talks a lot about financial consciousness. Today we're going to be talking, once he gets here, we're going to be talking about business consciousness and how to grow your business consciously, which is, you know, and to the best of, so that we're working with the laws of the universe and working with our higher self and creating a business from that space. On the last Friday of every month, we have nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell. And I have to tell you, he is also one of the most interesting men I've ever met, just because he comes from a very science-based background, even though he's done a lot of work at the Monroe Institute. In fact, they basically began the Monroe Institute together, and Bob and him were very good friends. And so he comes from that, I guess, metaphysical, although more of an alternative, looking at how to lucid dream and out-of-body experiences and that kind of thing. So when he brings consciousness into it, it's very different from anything I've ever really been involved in. But then I'm not much of a science person, so I find it really fascinating. Yet we always come to the same place. It's always about love. So I'm always amazed when I have him and we do interviews. And I've done, again, a few interviews on my website, intuitivesoul.com, with Tom. Now, next Friday, because we have five Fridays, we're going to have Jennifer Kotz with us. And Jennifer, she is a dream analyzer, and we're talking about dreams. And she comes at it from a psychological as well as a spiritual format. So I really like having Jennifer. She kind of is a filler in on the days when we have more than 4 weeks. So we had her last month on Intuitive Soul, which is on Wednesdays, and we have her this month on Intuitive Soul and Friends. And she's really interesting, because I, you know, as much as I delve into a lot of these things, they kind of are on the peripheral. So I love astrology. I do have astrologer Nancy Arruda that comes with me every other week, so the first and the third weeks of on Wednesdays every month, and that's on my Intuitive Soul show. So I love astrology. I don't delve into it. I love looking at dreams. I'm not really big on dream analysis. So I like bringing in the people that will help me sort of allow you to have some of the best out there on consciousness and, you know, assisting you on this journey that can be sometimes a little bit challenging. So that's my shows. I have also a show on Mondays. So I'm on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Mondays I'm with co-host Jean Adrian. And Jean and I do a really interesting combination of readings. And we do, Jean does clearings, and she's the developer of the Inner Speak card. So we kind of combine our efforts and usually give, you know, a double header reading. So a reading and a clearing that will assist you to sort of move past whatever you're feeling stuck on. Wednesdays, as I said, Nancy Arruda is the first and the third. The other Wednesdays are myself. And we look at all the different things that I'm sort of working on at these times. And most of it is trying to help you get from your head to your heart and doing that in a very, I guess, in a way that allows you to have more, be more in charge of your life and not be so stuck on trying to be in control and having everything personal to us, but to see how things, you know, just happen. It's how we respond to them that create all the things that happen within our lives. So helping you sort of work through that in different ways. And I always do readings and intuitive stuff. So that's kind of my shows. And I'm very happy to be here on Sky. I think it's, you know, a wonderful venue to reach, you know, a lot of different people that may not all be within my area, because I'm actually not from the States. I'm in Canada. So I'm from Toronto. And right now we can't even listen to the show live, but we can listen to the archives. So I am pleased that I've been here. I've actually been with Sky Radio since 2008, and that was always Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. But now I'm on exclusively Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. So join me there on any of the shows, and I would love to hear from you. Probably today is not going to be a call-in show, but when Mikael gets here, which he should be here shortly, I'm hoping, a bit of a traffic problem in Toronto, which does occur, we will be discussing conscious business. And, you know, I think more and more we're getting to that place where we need to look at how we do business, what our motives are, and if we're coming from that place that our soul is trying to assist us to grow, or are we coming from this place of, you know, trying to still meet up with the greed and how the universe has sort of been, how the education system and how the planet has sort of been looking at business, and how we're focused mostly on developing and creating an income and not, you know, looking at how much money we can bring in instead of, you know, what we can do for the planet and for our own soul's development. So it is interesting to start looking at conscious business and how we want to look at that. And Mikael has joined us, so we are just about ready. Why don't we take our first break, and when we come back, we will move into that and give Mikael a little bit of breathing space for our first. So we're going to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and Mikael Mir. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Life, but there's nobody home. CBS Radio The Sky and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes, and no guarantee is made for the accuracy or suitability of any advice or other information offered.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. It's Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston, and Mikhail is here. And we are going to start talking about conscious business. So welcome back, Mikhail.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
So why don't we start with your definition of what conscious business and what that means to you?
Mm-hmm. So for me, conscious business is really about the people that are in the business being conscious, mm-hmm. Being committed to raising their levels of consciousness, and doing business in a way that, you know, really is sensitive to, you know, who we are, our nature as people, and to the planet, as well as profit. So there's a big movement in the industry around, they call it the triple bottom line, people, planet, and profit. So in general terms, people that are conscious enough to focus on aligning the interests of all three versus just focusing completely on profit, which has traditionally been the case, is really what conscious business is all about. And for me, it's also different than social responsibility. I think with, you know, corporate social responsibility, a lot of times you get companies that want to do the right thing and put like a green ribbon around their products and say, we're being socially responsible, more for optics. And whereas conscious business people would want to do things for the right reasons, because it's really authentic to who they are, how they are in the world, and how they want to operate from a business perspective.
Now, we know that a lot of businesses are trying to go green, and that seems to be the big, you know, that's helping the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's the new movement, which sounds like it's the same thing, which is the blue, which is being more conscious. And so I think that's, like, I've heard a few, we had somebody here a while back who, you know, was saying that it was a blue business that, you know, was looking at the consciousness of everything. And so I guess that's really the same thing.
Yeah. I'm actually not even familiar
with the term,
with the terminology blue. I mean, what I do, my practice is primarily devoted to helping people that are conscious in business focus on making more profit.
Right.
Because traditionally what we've seen is people that are really great at making profit aren't that conscious.
Right.
And people that are really conscious aren't that great at making profit.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be unconscious and great at making profit. And now I hope I'm sort of elevating myself to a higher level of consciousness. So I help. So a lot of my smaller business clients, like holistic practitioners and solopreneurs and social venture clients, really don't always know how to, you know, build a scalable business and increase their income. So I really enjoy helping people do that, especially knowing that they're heart-centered entrepreneurs. Their heart's in the right place.
Right.
For me, that's the ultimate win-win. When I started out doing business coaching, I did a lot of corporate work for entrepreneurs that just wanted to make more money, you know, pursue more pleasure, line their pockets, and it felt really empty for me, especially given my transformation and what we had talked about last time.
Mm-hmm.
So being conscious, there's nothing wrong with also making a lot of profit. I think profit is what's going to create a much more balanced world at the end of the day, increasing profit. It's just got to be done in a way that's more conscious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I was also sort of hoping that when you were working with the corporate people, where you were trying to help them become more conscious.
Yeah, you know what?
They don't want it.
Well, people either are ready or they're not ready.
Right.
And it's a continuum. It's not like, you know.
No, of course.
Degree, right? So, you know, I'll meet people where they're at, but they have to fundamentally care about the people in the organization and serving the people in the organization. I mean, that's just like bottom line. If they're, you know, grumpy mm-hmm. and cranky and acting their shadows out on everybody around them. I mean, that's my definition. And I have had clients like that I've fired, an unconscious business. And it's not tolerable from my perspective, where not that I'm being judgmental. It's just not tolerable for me where I'm at in my life.
Right. Because you've kind of had to go through that already yourself. It's an interesting world that we're in, but I mean, definitely things are changing. Mm-hmm. There's mm-hmm. a lot of change going on, and mm-hmm. whether that people are ready for it or not, that's mm-hmm. the big question. Mm-hmm. But, you know, change is happening. So,
For sure. And we're shifting into a whole values-based economy where consumers want to make the right choices, and they want the companies to have done the right things before they make purchases. And I think that's why you're seeing a lot of the greenwashing happening, mm-hmm. because people are artificially trying to serve this values-based economy. But I think there's going to be some real winners who, like Patagonia, for instance. I mean, there's a number of companies that are Patagonia is amazing. Whole Foods, amazing. Southwestern Airlines, always been amazing. You know what their stock ticker is?
No.
LUV.
Oh.
Right? Beautiful, beautiful. So there's a number of, even Google to a great extent, and Amazon and BMW, there's a number of companies that are really beginning to focus on aligning and serving the interests of all stakeholders. So typically it's been what we call a stockholder biased model, where it's just profit, 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 profit.
Right.
And that's been the evolution of capitalism.
Right.
And so what's evolving now through John Mackey of Whole Foods and a number of conscious businesses is, hey, you can't go after profit just for the sake of going after profit. It doesn't make sense. It's like going after happiness just for the sake of being happy. Profit is something that you get as a byproduct of doing the right things. And the right things are making sure that you're in service. You have a service-oriented consciousness towards all of the stakeholders. So the employees, the vendors, the customers, of course, you know, the shareholders, the community, and making sure that all of those interests are aligned. And if you can align all of those interests, what happens is, as a byproduct, profit expands beyond what it would ordinarily if you were just pursuing profit for profit's sake.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it'll be an interesting time when stuff like that really starts to get shown into other business. You mentioned BMW. I'm just trying to think, how are they doing that? They are doing it somehow, I'm guessing.
It's just an internal intention.
Okay.
Of saying, you know, how do we serve?
Right.
Right. Okay. Yes, we got to make money. Yes, we got shareholders to make happy, but we care about the families of the people that work with us. We care about the people that supply us. We care about doing the right thing for the world and the community and reducing our footprint to the greatest extent possible. There are a lot of stakeholders that get impacted by our business, where in the past, economists called those externalities, which you shouldn't be cared about as you pathologically pursue the greatest amount of profit. Now it's like, let's take into consideration the greater impact of everybody.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, that's nice to hear that, you know, things are like that are actually happening out there, which, you know, is necessary for sure. Okay, so
do you want me to talk about how I help my smaller clients make more money? Because you still have to make money with all of this, you know, nice conscious talk.
Mm-hmm,
people still have to feed each other, and you want to grow, right?
Right.
You want to increase the size of your business. So there, you know, I always start in my coaching programs with a core ideology. And I learned that term from a Stanford business professor, Jim Collins, who's a famous author. And he did some research, I think it was 10 or 15 years ago, with a team of graduate students at Stanford as to what makes great companies great. And he compared them, the greatest companies, to their mediocre counterparts. And he saw that these great companies not only exceeded the S&P 500, the equity stock market index, but they also exceeded their mediocre counterparts by a factor of hundreds right? Mm-hmm. In terms of the wealth that they created. And he came up with six patterns that he saw within these great companies that actually made them great. And one of the factors that he came up with was this notion of core ideology. And what that is getting really clear on what your core values are and articulating those. Mm-hmm. And typically that's five values, things that you stand for. He actually said they don't even have to be humanistic. They just have to be core to who you are. I would sort of take it a step further and say they should be humanistic if they're going to be conscious. But it was groundbreaking stuff that he did for the corporate world. So he said core values is one piece. The other piece is your purpose. That it has nothing to do with making money. So why do you exist? Walt Disney has a purpose, and they have their purpose is to make people happy. Really simple. Mary Kay, to give unlimited opportunity to women. Walmart, to give ordinary folk the chance to buy the same things as rich people. So all of these great companies had a purpose that transcended actually going out there, buying products, selling products, and making a profit. And the core values and the core purpose became so ingrained in the organization and in the people that everybody just knew this is what we stand for and this is why we do what we do. And it created this connective energy for everybody that, hey, we stand for something and that we have a reason for being that goes beyond just a paycheck and making profit for the corporation. And ultimately that's what human beings want, right? They want connectivity. Mm-hmm. They want higher meaning. I mean, they want self-actualization. So by creating this core ideology, they were able to do that. So he actually put the values and the purpose on the yin side of a yin-yang symbol. He didn't use the word spirituality at all. Yeah, if your listeners want a copy of the article, you can get it off of Harvard. There's an article from the book called Building Your Company Vision, and it's published by Harvard Business Review. So on the yin side, he's got core values and purpose. And on the yang side, he's got what's your envisioned future, which is 10 to 15 years out. Where do you see yourself? And really creating that vision of where you see yourself. And he had a concept that he called big, hairy, audacious goal. So what's your big, hairy, audacious goal? Something that's going to get you up in the morning, that's going to inspire you, and really something to shoot for. It's like stretching an elastic band, creating kinetic energy for you and the organization. And that's the yang side. So the yang side, the envisioned future and the BHAG can change. But the yin side is core to you, and you would hold these values and you would hold this purpose even if you switched your business, even if it became a competitive disadvantage. It was so, so, so authentic. So that's always the starting point. It's almost the ontology of your business, and it's created through declaration, right? Mm-hmm. Getting really, really clear about who you are.
Right.
Because you can't create a marketing message or any kind of branding for the outside world that's authentic unless you can first say, okay, who am I at my core? Right. Then you can bring the inside out and say, okay, this is how I'm going to serve the world. But you got to go inside, and whether you're one individual, totally worth doing, or you're, you know, a 50,000 person organization, you assemble the people that embody the culture and you mine and discover the values and the purpose. It's not something that's created, it's something that's discovered.
Right.
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 So that's phase one.
Okay. And no, we got
we have to do a break
because we have about let's go to break now and we'll come back with the next part of it. So we're going to go to break. This is Intuitive Soul with Friends with Lori Houston and Mikael Mayer. And Mikael Mayer is MikaelMeir.com. So you can get more information there about him or my website, intuitivesoul.com. And you're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends on Sky Radio.
Powered. And I also offer the 45 minute.
Yes. We'll discuss that long before we go to finish the show. But
okay, no
yes,
problem.
We're on Sky Radio powered by CBS.
Thanks. Thanks.
Take CBS Radio, the sky, with you wherever you go. Be sure to download the Radio.com app today from your mobile marketplace. And when you really want to know more, 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 be sure to visit NewSkyRadio.com. Get in deep with exclusive articles and Sky News. Get your weekly horoscope and the inside scoop on host events. Radio.com and NewSkyRadio.com. Stay connected.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. We have Mikael Mayer with us. Mikael is with us every third Friday of the month, and we talk about financial consciousness. So today we're talking about how to have a conscious business. So we will take calls. So if you would like to ask Mikael something about your business that you are trying to grow, you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in on the instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio. All right. So right before break, we were sort of talking about that first core piece that we need to start with. Do you want to talk a little bit about just to give people examples of, you gave examples of the second part, but the value part. And I know that that's very personal for everybody. So everybody has their own. I mean, I would say, you know, integrity is one of mine. And, you'd think having joy would be one of mine too.
Those are two great ones.
Right.
Two great ones.
Yeah.
I mean, I usually encourage clients to put them into phrases that have energy.
Right.
Right. So, in the old days, when I was a hyper competitive alpha male yangaholic, one of my core values was we outwork our competitors by a factor of two.
Nice.
Now I don't even believe in the notion of competition, so it's funny how we change. Laser like focus on core objectives was one of mine back then. Now one of mine is faith in who we are and all we do.
Mm.
Another one of mine is being in service. Service is a huge one.
I think we're all moving towards that there has to be somebody that we're serving regardless. Most businesses are, but to actually be in service mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. has a different feel to it mm-hmm. than, who are your clients and who are you serving.
And it's an intention, right?
Right.
Because the intention for me, and I've been working on this for a while, is it's a beautiful Vedic term around surrendered action. So, I don't have an attachment to the outcome. Yes, I have to have a smart business model. Yes, I have to make money. But when I'm talking to somebody, whether they want to become a client or don't want to become a client, I mean, that's not up for me to decide, right? Mm-hmm. That is up for the cosmic intelligence can decide that, right? But for me, I just try to help them in the best way I possibly can. And if they want to become a client, great. And then when they become a client, it's not up to me to create the outcome at the end of the day. I serve them with an intention of service, letting go of any attachment to outcome.
Right.
So that, for me, that's really felt like flow, right? Because I'm giving all the time and I'm receiving at the same time as well. I mean, I receive more validation, prosperity, joy when I let go of that attachment to outcome. It's that wanting, mm-hmm. letting go of that wanting.
It's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
It's very necessary in everything, because usually we're trying to control everything and make it fit into this little box that we need, specific things to make us happy. And, we try and define it and control it and keep it stuck in this little place. And that's usually what ends up happening, is that we're stuck in this one place. And it also doesn't allow for the universe to take over and give us more than what we feel we, need.
Mm-hmm. Well, for sure. We think we're the masters of the universe.
Well,
we take our will back all the time.
Yeah.
Versus just surrendering it.
Yeah.
And saying, okay, universe, real faith, from my perspective, is what's best. I'm going to let you arrange everything. I'm just going to set my intention. I'm going to be in service, and I'm going to try to surrender attachment to outcome to the greatest extent possible and be in the present moment. That's when abundance is. It's not something we acquire, right? Mm-hmm. That's where abundance is. It's in the isness of that.
Mm-hmm.
This has gone spiritual. Intuitive soul.
I did that exercise with you with a group that you did in Toronto.
Mm.
And it really is a powerful part of, not only understanding yourself, but understanding why you want to do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is, I think that's really critical if mm-hmm. you want to have a more conscious business. Mm-hmm. If you want to have any type of business, mm-hmm. it's really good to be clear about what your values are mm-hmm. and what your purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
And, whether you call it a mission statement or however mm-hmm. that sort of is the old model, mm-hmm. but, looking at just those two things are really crucial or really valuable just for yourself, mm-hmm. let alone, it sets the intention mm-hmm. for your business.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. And then the other piece is I forgot you were in that workshop.
Yep.
That's right. And then the other piece is, once you figure out, okay, I'm really clear as to my purpose, my raison d'etre. A couple of things happen. One is, when things get turbulent, you can rest in that purpose and just know that I'm fulfilling this purpose, and it allows you to weather the storm more easily. The other is, so it's really, really grounding like a mountain. The other is it's inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a purpose that's greater than me feeding myself and my family and my kids. There's a real powerful meaning. So you got the inspiration and you got the grounding. And with the values, you know exactly what you stand for. And from there, you can begin to communicate, standing in your home zone, in your authentic power, who you are and what you do to the world. Then the attractor factor kicks in, right? Because you're completely connected and aligned.
Right. And that's important, the alignment part.
The alignment part is key, for sure.
Because I think, you know, a lot of us have, you know, we take a course or we do something and we think, oh, I want to do this. I want to do this and, you know, I want to do Reiki. There's a lot of people out there that are great Reiki practitioners, and there's a lot of great teachers of Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not really clear as to, you know, what their values are and what their purpose is. They just think, oh, you know, I've taken this and I really want to do something with it. And until you can get aligned with that, you sort of miss the boat on what it is that you're here to do, because mm-hmm. you're focusing again, even though you may be doing something spiritual or mm-hmm. energetically spiritual, you're not necessarily focused on, you know, what your service is. You're focused on, you know, a piece of it, but mm-hmm. you're missing mm-hmm. so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people just go out and say, oh, you know, this is what I want to do, but don't take it further mm-hmm. to understand why and what the purpose is and, mm-hmm. you know, what they're mm-hmm. in service for.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And then what you're talking about, once you do that, the discipline and the practice is keeping it alive on a day-to-day basis, on a moment-to-moment basis, right? Staying connected to your values, your purpose, and your vision. So, okay, I figure all of this stuff out, and then I put it in a drawer and I forget about it, and I go back to life as usual. Well, no, that kind of defeats the purpose, right? You know, put a plaque on your wall in front of you where you can look at that when you're talking to colleagues, you know, and something comes up. Maybe it's some kind of a business opportunity, you know, you share that, you know what, that fits perfectly in my purpose, which is to inspire a better world. Or that doesn't fit in my purpose because it's about making money. It's not about inspiring a better world. So I'm not going to do it. Right. So it also becomes a lens through which you can filter whether opportunities are appropriate for you or not. But it's really key. First part is to do it. The second part, really key, is to actually bring it alive in your life. Share it with your clients. Share it with your friends. You know, whenever, you know, somebody talks about something that connects with one of the values of your business, you know what, that's perfectly aligned with the value of what I do in my business, which is. And you'll see, when you articulate that, you get this feeling of expansion. Mm-hmm. You light up. Because you're sharing a piece of yourself that's so authentic.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, no, I remember it was a good feeling, and then I changed a lot of my...
I'm sorry, say that again?
Well, it was a really good feeling coming into that place because it allowed me to sort of articulate it in a better way, and then I was able to change a lot of my way that I speak and how I, you know, tell people what I do. Again, the spiritual part and the business part don't often come together very well. We don't, you know, whether it's past life stuff or whether it's just, you know, we just don't seem to have the same mindset. We kind of, we have this attitude. A lot in the New Age people have this attitude. Well, you know, it'll come, right?
Yeah, if I build it, it'll come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and not even the build part.
If
I'm supposed to do it, if it's, you know, then it will happen. And, you know, the contracts that are supposed to come to me will just light up and will be here somehow magically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's the initial fuel. If you want, we can talk about the second part, or we can go to break.
Yeah, we can go to break now, and when we do come back, we'll talk about the second part.
Okay.
All right.
Which is how to attract clients.
There you go. Yeah. That's an important one. Yeah. And if we don't get it to it and somebody calls in, that's okay, because
we'll
that's right.
Or
our next one.
Three Fridays. Four Fridays.
We're going to go to break now. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Mikhail Mayer and myself, Lori Houston. If you want to give us a call at 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685. About conscious business, you can call us now, or you can come in on the instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Thursday is a power-packed day here on the Sky. Join us at noon for the I'm Thankful Network. At 1 p.m., it's the Dr. Pat Show. At 4 p.m., Colette Baron-Reed takes the stage for the Colette Baron-Reed Show. The Colette Baron-Reed Show, where intuition, practical spirituality, great advice, a little woo-woo fun, and fabulosity meet. Colette Baron-Reed is an internationally renowned intuitive counselor, educator, and best-selling author who helps others recognize and connect with their own intuition, potential, and purpose. Powerful motivational speaker, charismatic broadcast personality, and acclaimed performer, storyteller, and recording artist, Colette uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower her clients to live a life that is awake and authentic, and to create a reality that is spiritual, deliberate, and meaningful. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at newskyradio.com. New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and Radio.com.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul Radio with Intuitive Soul and Friends with Mikhail Mayer and Lori Houston. Now, Mikhail is doing an incredible opportunity for everyone that is listening. He's going to give everyone a 45-minute free consultation with him. You can contact him on his site, and I will spell it again. It's mikhailmeir.com, and you will get... Just contact him from
get any contact us if there's a request for information.
Okay.
And send me a little bit about yourself and your situation. And we'll schedule some time to talk about your business.
Nice. That's a nice thing to do. So
it's the season.
There you go. It is the season. Now, you said you wanted to go through the second part.
Oh, yeah. Well, so there's a number of parts creating a conscious business. Yeah, so the first part is the core ideology piece, where you really get grounded in your authentic core. And then the next part is, taking that to a certain extent and creating your message. So what is your offering? And the biggest mistakes that I see people making are they believe that their offering is the process by which they do what they're doing, or is, the product that they're selling. And that is not a way to attract clients. The way to attract clients is to offer the transformation that you provide. So your offering is not how you're delivering your service. Your offering isn't even your service. Your offering is the transformation. And the transformation...
So it's on the outcome.
It's on the outcome. It's right. The result, and it's also there's a functional result that your client's going to get, and then there's an emotional result that your client's going to get, and you want to be really clear around the emotional results that your client's going to get, and talk to some of your clients and say, what are some of the things that you've gotten out of working with me? And what are some of the best things that you've gotten out of working with me? I feel more joy in my life. I feel a greater sense of freedom. My organization has become revitalized. And the other thing is if the results can be quantified. So let's say you have a product that helps people lose weight. You have client testimonial, your clients after working with your, whether it's an exercise program or nutrition product or whatever, if you can come up with some kind of a quantifiable number, like lost X pounds in X days, or 50% more energy. I'm just using kind of examples in the health space. 50% more energy, and these in your testimonials as well. That social proof and that end result, and it being quantifiable, and it being connected to emotional results, which is really, really important, because as humans, we buy based on emotion. We don't buy based on logic. That is the way to articulate a product. And so what I take people through in a process typically is we look at the problem that your clients are having, because typically, people want solutions to pain. So what are the problems your clients are having, or who is your client first? Like, what do they look like? What are their psychology like? What is their demographic like? What is the problem that they're having? What is your solution to the problem? We begin to craft a solution that incorporates the core ideology that we talked about, which is the core of who you are, and the result, the transformation as well. And really kind of boil that down to, like, discipline ourselves to boiling it down to one key or two key sentences, which is your value proposition. To the extent that it's different, than other people in your space are offering. We can use the word competitors, but people that are offering similar services. Right. To the extent that it's different, it's even more appealing. And then the other piece that we look at around the marketing, and this is the part that people have a lot of trouble with, is really defining and refining and narrowing your niche offering.
Right.
So the narrower you can go, the better. Because the narrower you go, the more differentiated you'll be. And if you have a product that can be sold online, which most people can market their products online, if it's an information product or it could be an information product, then through social media and the power and leverage of the internet, you can tap into a tribe that would have a demand for that narrow offering that you have. So that's really phase two. It's a whole process of, okay, I've done the inventure. I know what my core ideology is. So I know my values and purpose. I've also done some visioning. So I know where I want to be in the next 15 years. So I've got some clarity there. And I know I got this talent. But how do I express my talent in a way that people will want to do business with me? So that's the second part of it. The second part is really coming up with clear, concise, differentiated, authentic messaging that speaks to transformation and outcome more than anything else.
Right. Wow. Yeah, I could see where that would be, well, critical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like doing that work first. Like what a lot of people do is, oh, let me get a website, let me get a Twitter page, let me do that. And they haven't really thought through, who am I, what are my gifts, why am I offering them, and how am I going to share them in a way that's compelling. So doing that groundwork before you start emails and Twitters and seminars and direct mail and whatever marketing people do, really getting that message nailed down first is clear. And then we move into phase three of the program, which we could probably, since we're running out of time here,
yeah,
we can say for 4 weeks from today, right?
Right.
Phase three of the plan, which is you've done your inventory, you've got your ideology, you've done your messaging. Okay, now how do I put together a strategy? What are the best vehicles through which I can leverage this messaging so that I can, I can begin to bring business in?
Right. Yes. Yeah. So our next show will be January 20th, and that's when we will talk about that. But I do agree, just briefly, just saying that, you know, a lot of people want to make it as broad as possible, right? Mm. Because they want to include everybody. Mm. They don't want to exclude anyone. Mm. They want to make their market as huge as possible. But I do know that the niche part is really important these days. Mm-hmm. All right.
And, you know, if anybody has any, has any questions on any of this, or you want, because there's areas we could focus on. If you want to focus on niche, we can focus on niche. That's
right.
A whole show.
Right, for sure.
Really refining your niche.
Yeah.
So maybe they can email you if they have any,
for sure.
If anybody's interested in anything, and we can kind of pick up.
Perfect. All right. So you heard it here. So if you're interested in anything, let us know what you need, and we'll market our show around that, or we'll make it around that. So thank you very much, Mikhail. You've been listening with Intuitive Soul and Friends with Mikhail Mayer. And again, the website is mikhailmeir.com with Lori Houston on Intuitive Soul, on Intuitive Soul and Friends on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. We'll see you next week.